T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Who I think we win? Oh, man. Probably 2017.
All right, we're back, Marks and Reese. Happy Football Friday, everybody. Twitter questions today sponsored by Marks Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the home team, that's Marks Jewelers, the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Check them out, Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Route 309 online, marks-jewelers.com. That's a good Twitter question, Jack Fritz. Ike, how would you answer that? Fletch said 2017.
Which team would win if they played each other? I think this team is better.
Yeah.
So I would think this team would win. But I understand why Fletch said 2017. They won.
They already won, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, he's already won on that team.
What would the line be? I think, like, what?
This team would be
3.5? 3.5 for this team?
Yeah, you know what? This team would probably be favored. Yeah, I would imagine that. But listen, the Eagles had, same as they do now, they had the best offensive line in football that year.
Yep. Their defensive line, they could get after the quarterback. This defensive line gets after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Right, similar offensive lines, both the best part of their team or one of the best parts
of their team. This secondary is better. Maybe not at the safety position. But even if I have C.J. Gardner-Johnson with Marcus Epps, even if I want to give the edge to Malcolm and Rodney, it's not some large gap between the two. You know what I mean? Like, C.J. did have 6 interceptions in, like, 10 games.
Yep.
I don't know if that secondary had 6 interceptions all year.
Right.
That Eagles secondary.
No, like, that defense felt like that – they were able to get the quarterback, and that helped the secondary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our corners weren't very good. We had Mills and
Mills and Darby.
And Darby,
right?
Yeah, corners.
Like, they weren't bad, but
Toast and Toast.
Yeah.
Well, they were bad if they got challenged.
Well, if they didn't have the line,
mm-hmm.
But this defense feels like the secondary is good and the defensive line's good.
Yeah,
and one's not making the other.
Right. I agree. Offensively, this is clearly the better receiving group.
Running backs?
I think.
Because you remember how LeGarrette Blount was running. As good of a season as Miles had this year.
Well, Miles had a better season.
Oh, yeah, great season than anybody on that team, sure.
Yeah.
But for one game.
No, this running game is better. Because Jalen's a part of this running game.
Right.
Yeah, Jalen's a part of this running game. This running game is better. That's why I'll take this team. This team is better.
Mm. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, this team is better.
One question here, then we'll go back to the phones. Uncle Jamie checks in and says, "Am I the only one thinking Mahomes is less than 50%? And 3 wideouts hurt, Kelce hurt. What am I missing about this offense?" So Kelce had a bad back. He's not even listed on the injury report.
Yeah, how did he look in that championship game?
Yeah, that's a good
point. How bad was his back in that championship game?
Didn't seem to affect him. Mecole Hardman, Andy Reid had said yesterday or today that it's going to be tough for him to play. Mm-hmm. Juju's not practicing right now with a knee injury. Kadarius Toney, who's been pretty good since being traded over from the Giants, he has an ankle hamstring. He hasn't practiced.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pretty good over there. So they're going to be at least without Hardman. And the other guys are at the very least going to be a little bit banged up. I mean,
these are the same guys he threw for over 5,000 yards
with.
You tell me the 1,000-yard receiver on his team. Now, if you're telling me Kelce wasn't playing, then, yeah, I'd be like, great. Yeah, other than that, None of these receivers scare you by looking at them on paper, and he still managed to throw for over 5,000 yards with them.
Yeah, one guy will have a decent game, and then another guy steps up and has a game.
Hell, look at the game that Scantley had last week.
Yep.
He had well over 100 yards last week in that game against Cincinnati.
Yeah, if he's throwing for 5,000 yards, it's going somewhere.
Somebody's getting those yards.
It can't all be Kelce at tight end.
Right. I know Kelce had, 1,400, I believe.
Man.
Yeah, 1,400 or 1,500. But, yeah, his receivers aren't going to scare you, but we knew that. Even if they were healthy, they wouldn't scare you. I mean, you would still say the same thing.
Yeah.
It would still scare you. It's the quarterback throwing the football. How many Super Bowls did Brady win with the Amendolas and the Wes Welkers and the, Deion Branches and Deion Branch, David Givens? He had Randy Moss, didn't win the Super Bowl. So – I'm just telling you, great quarterbacks find a way to get it done. You can have the best receivers all you want to. If you don't have the guy pulling the trigger, getting the ball to him, it doesn't matter. And so Pat Mahomes is accustomed to playing with less talent. He's been doing it all year.
Yep, without an issue. All right, let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny. How are you, buddy?
I'm glad we're finished with the Flower Power Fashion Hour. We can get back to sports.
There we go.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. This is my life philosophy. Hawaiian shirt, cargo shorts, flip-flops, and personality has got me through life. Screw the suits.
Well, there you go. See, yeah. I think that's what Jack was going for, too. Minus the cargo shorts.
You actually have some game. And so you could pull it off.
Me?
Ike and Johnny Marks, they need to dress nice.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, much better, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Now, John, and also, John, thank you for coming back. I don't know who that positive guy was the other day that confused everybody.
I still am positive.
All right.
I still am positive. But honestly, you can't deny that Jonathan Gannon against great quarterbacks hasn't exactly been a favorable matchup for this team.
Stop. Let me turn this around. Instead of us worrying about Jonathan Gannon and death by 1,000 paper cuts on passing, how about the other way around? How about we're up 3 points, and we get the ball with 7 minutes left, and our running game runs the clock out, and Mahomes doesn't even get on the field? That's how I see this game ending. Oh. The other way around. Mm. Our run offense keeps him off the field, and that's how we win the game. And not the other way around. We have to worry about Mahomes getting the ball back. So you
have more confidence in the offense than the defense is what you're saying.
I think our running game, how many times this year, no matter who the defense was, have we had these long 15, 16-play drives that lasted 7, 8 minutes? You realize last week we had a drive.
We had three of them, didn't we?
We hadn't even crossed the 50 yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I see us winning the game. And I can see – I'm picturing it now. The TV camera's on Mahomes, and he's pacing on the sidelines, chomping at the bit. And there's Andy Reid with that stoic face, chomping on the cheeseburger, wondering when, and meanwhile, we're just running the ball, tick, 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 tick. And by the way, Andy Reid already ran out of timeouts in the third quarter, so he can't
stop
the clock.
So and then it's a third and three, and if the Eagles get a first down, the game's over. They go to victory formation. And the handoff is to Miles Sanders. No, it's kept by Hurts. He's got the first down! Right,
and then he slides instead of going out of bounds or going in the end zone, and we run the clock out because he's that intelligent.
Okay,
yeah, I was thinking something different for the end of the game, starting today's show, Kenny. But yeah, I could see that. All I'm saying is that they faced one good above average quarterback this year, Dak Prescott. They got smoked. Right, they haven't played great quarterbacks this year.
I don't write the schedule. And by the way, aside from that. There's only like six good teams in the league anyway. I mean, people always talk about our schedule. What? So every week we're supposed to play Kansas City, Buffalo, and who else in the NFC? I mean, you look at this league, 20 teams completely were horrible this year.
Mm-hmm.
That only leaves 12 teams, including us, 11 teams left, and you can't play everybody. We had to play Dallas twice. Mm-hmm. They were considered one of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We played Minnesota. They were considered one of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else are we supposed to play?
But it's not.
Well, you can only play who's on your schedule. But that doesn't mean that if someone else played four or five of those teams that are difficult, shouldn't get credit for playing those teams. I mean, the Eagles shouldn't be penalized for playing who's on their schedule, but it doesn't mean that they didn't have an easier path than Kansas City, who had to play Baltimore, who had to play Cincinnati, who had to play Buffalo. Like, that's a tougher schedule.
Well, the AFC has some better teams. The NFC,
right?
A lot of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You're right.
So whoever came out of the NFC, you could say that about.
Yeah, but
I would agree with you, Kenny. No, you're absolutely right. It wouldn't matter who came out of the NFC. That's probably what you would be able to say. Because we were talking about how great the 49ers were, and plenty of people brought up their schedule.
They didn't have very impressive wins,
right,
either.
They didn't have any impressive wins. So, yeah, you're right.
Same
when you're looking at an NFC team, yeah, that was part of my argument yesterday in saying I thought the AFC was a stronger conference.
Right.
Than the NFC. That was the point I was making.
I mean, it's not.
It's not a slight towards the Eagles.
We're not
just,
trying
it
to,
is God, what it is.
I mean, even Kenny from the Dirty 30 is very sensitive to this. Mm-hmm. All it means is they just haven't been tested like maybe some other teams in the AFC or some other teams.
I think everybody knows the Eagles had an easier path. I don't know why it pains them to admit it. I think everybody realizes that.
They've been very fortunate to face the teams they face in the playoffs.
All you got to do is go through the schedule and tell me the quarterbacks and the teams that you feared. They weren't underdogs in any game this year.
Yeah, that's true. Part of that is because they were good. Part of it is that a lot of the teams
the opponents they were playing weren't very good. I mean, Green Bay was supposed to be good, but it's not their fault that Green Bay was terrible this year.
Right.
After being the number one seed last year. It's not the Eagles' fault. But if you just look at the opponents next year, you can already envision it being a tougher schedule.
Sure.
That's the other thing about playing when you're talking about a team being good every year. You're going to get the tougher schedule every year.
Right.
Like, you're going to be playing a first-place schedule or division-winning schedule every year.
So, to that point, you look at Tennessee, you look at Green Bay, they were the toughest on paper based on the previous year's record.
They were the two number one seeds. Yep.
But you got them at home.
Yep.
So, that's the advantage of not having the first-place schedule. If you have a first-place schedule, you're probably
on the road for at least
one of them.
Yeah.
But like that, so, that's what they'll see next year. But the Eagles are fortunate that it didn't carry over year to year with those teams. Because they both kind of fell apart. I mean, now the team made the playoffs. So it was a much easier game than you had originally anticipated. Or when their strength of schedule at the beginning of the season, I feel like it was even easier once you got going through the season.
Yeah.
Because the tougher teams and tougher games weren't all that tough at all.
Yeah. Some of them had sustained injuries or what have you. And again, there's no problem with that. Just like the Eagles had one of the tougher schedules in 2021.
Right.
I mean, they had to play the AFC West.
Right.
So they had to play the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos. And I think we only beat the Broncos. That was the game we beat them out there.
Yes. Jalen had a good game there.
Yeah, but we lost to the Raiders. We lost
to the Chiefs.
And we beat the Broncos. They had Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback.
Right. Lost to the Chargers.
Lost to the Chargers.
Yeah. All right. So, Ike, we have Rios. Was it last time we talked to him, Jack? But Rios has produced an Eagles anthem, I suppose. Jack's listened to it. Rios is on
it's
the
clean.
Line.
It's clean.
It is
good.
Clean. We got the radio edit. So here is there a name to the song, Jack? Or
You can ask Rios.
All right, well, here it is. Take a little listen to it.
The world's most hated, but our city's most favorite. Bleeding green from the wool, gold birds. I would say Eagles fight from the mud. Eagles fly to the top. Eagles starving for the chip. Go through storms and never stop. Symbolic to the land. Un-American, not a fan. Doesn't matter, we taking the holy where you stand. Your coach don't have a plan for what we got at hand. Domination, all sides of the ball, you won't withstand. Go birds, take it all. Be greedy and violent. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Go birds, take it all, be greedy and violent. Violence gets results, Super Bowl's the prize. Violence gets results, Super Bowl's
I love the hook.
Violence gets results, Super Bowl's the prize. Legacy for Edison Manning, fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow. I would say that I would give a huge thumbs up to that. Rios from North Philly, what's the name of the song?
And greedy and violent. Come on, man. You already know what time it is. That's all I'm about, man. You know what I mean? Look, let me tell you something. Y'all ain't like y'all gonna need to get the rest of that, because when I go into that second verse and the third verse, I play with words, but with the players' names in it, which is so beautiful.
So what you should do is put it on your social media, and then we can direct people out there. It's tough to play a full song on the on a sports radio show.
I got you. I'm trying to take care of a little video, a little raw video, while I had somebody record some stuff while I was in the studio, and I added some stuff. So I'm getting some stuff together.
Can we have Jack put it out there on our social medias?
Yeah, put it on your social media. Put it on WIP. It's clean. I'm not cursing. Like, I'm doing the right thing.
Well, we would have to get approval from the lawyers and other people.
Yes.
Man, look, all right, let me write something. I'm not suing nobody for nothing. This is for y'all. I gave y'all this present. I'm saying it on the air. I can never sue y'all or whatever for whatever. This is for the Eagles, man.
All right.
This is about the love, man. Greedy and violence, man. We need it.
So, I love it. I love it.
Rios, can you do a post-Super Bowl win track with Herb as your flavor flavor to you being Chuck D?
See, Johnny, you always play too damn much. Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'll do something.
Whoa.
Super Bowl win. I'll do something, another John, something different, but I'll put it for a WIP because I would like y'all to have some just in case, hey, it could be a little intro and it's very clean.
Is that what you're thinking? A little intro music, huh?
Little intro for WIP, and that'll be great. Hey, Ike, before I get off this line,
yes,
I was laughing yesterday because I just realized that Freak Boy Ike is back.
Oh, with the reeds.
Yeah, with the reeds. I'm like, yo, Freak Boy Ike is here every year. Yo, Freak Boy Ike always come back. You know what I mean? I love it. But look, man, yeah, I'm gonna try different things. Look, all I know, I'm manifesting whatever for this Super Bowl, and definitely, look, Ike. Everybody know, like, if I ever had a chance to really speak to these guys and give them truth about certain things in live combat and everything streets,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I would not disappoint. Everything's always about, famous people or whatever. Man, the real part of Philadelphia is the fans. So let's get with the love. The reason why I did this is because of the love, man. Mm-hmm. That's all I did it for. It's for y'all. It's for the love. It's the surprise.
Love it.
It's for the city. Mm-hmm. Greedy and violence. Let's go.
All right, Rios.
Love it, brother.
Jack, we need some type of a battle between Herb and Rios the day before our last show before the Super Bowl. Them going back and forth trying to pump each other up. What do you think?
I think that'll go over well. Well, I'm sure the team would appreciate it.
You know, Rios would steamroll over Herb, man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
be much of a battle.
Yeah.
He'd try to get his, give me
good radio, though.
I don't know if Herb can keep up, because Rios, once the energy gets going,
there's no energy from Herb.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if he's going to be able to keep pace with Rios, man. That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, it's probably not fair to ask him to do, but it might be fun.
Yeah, you never hear Rios stop what he's saying and say, okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's no slowdown. Like, Herb, tries to make a point, stops.
Rios
coughs.
Has a great pace to him.
Yeah, there's no pace with Herb.
It's Herb's pace.
It's his pace, man.
Yeah, I got you.
And people love it. We'll talk to Herb coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. There's not enough time to speak to him right now, so hang on, Herb.
He needs a full 10 minutes. No, yeah.
I was getting ready to say the opposite. There's plenty of time. It's a minute left.
Let's get to Drew in Northeast Philly, though. Drew, so the sensitive Eagles fans out there.
Yes.
Drew is a part of that club. Hi, Drew. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Johnny? What's up, Reese?
How are you?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, I'm not sensitive, man, but it's a little hurtful to keep hearing you guys say we didn't play anybody. Who did Kansas City play? Nobody's defense is like ours on that side.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to say we didn't play anybody, it doesn't matter who you would have played this year. I'm not going to say we wouldn't have been beat, but we probably would have beat most of the teams in the NFL, but it doesn't matter what side it was on.
Okay.
And then on top of that,
you think the Eagles played a tough schedule this year?
I'm not going to say it was tough.
Okay.
But it wasn't. I'm not going to say it was easy.
Like, who would you think was our best team? I'm just asking for your opinion. I'm not trying to argue with you or anything. I just want to know who you think was our toughest team.
Our toughest team we played.
Yeah.
I would probably have to say, from actually watching the game, mm-hmm. it was the Colts.
The Colts, okay.
And guess who else lost
Colts.
To the Colts?
The Chiefs.
Exactly. So what are we talking here, man? What are you guys talking about?
The Colts only won like three games all year.
So if they can beat the Chiefs, we can't.
No one said you can't beat the Chiefs.
No, we're not saying you can't beat the Chiefs, yeah. Matter of fact, Drew, I've already picked the Eagles to beat the Chiefs. They're going to win the game. I'm with you on that. But we're just looking at the schedules, and I don't think it's a negative that we had a favorable path to get to the Super Bowl. Like, we took advantage of it. You know how many times, like, when we played Jake Delhomme, and it was like, okay, you didn't take advantage of having Jake Delhomme as your opponent, and you guys lost to him. So, to me, the Eagles actually took advantage of the schedule. They didn't make the schedule. They just beat the teams that were in front of them. They don't need to apologize for it, but we also don't have to make it like they had the toughest road to get here.
All right, I got two things for you.
Okay.
First of all, If we put Johnny Marks on as the defensive coordinator, the defense would still do the same thing. That's one thing. All right, it doesn't matter who's back there. The players are phenomenal. Doesn't matter who's back there.
Okay.
The players are phenomenal on the defensive side.
Yep, I agree with that. Well, I don't agree with the fact you could put Johnny Marks back there, but
yeah,
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, though. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I pulled up the Chiefs schedule, and the Chargers are in the
well,
same
division.
Well,
they're already in a tough division.
So they're in
yes.
a tough division, yeah. Which we already know. They played the Bills, lost to the Bills. They played mm-hmm. the 49ers on the road, smashed them. Mm-hmm.
Would you say the Eagles' best win was the Colts this year?
No.
No, I would not have said that.
That can't help your argument, by the way. That,
yeah.
They beat a 3-win team or however many wins the Colts had. Probably the Titans was a beatdown. Pittsburgh was a beatdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Pittsburgh had a rookie quarterback.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
But as far as like – but
and, no, we and, know they dominated teams, but we're talking about who did they like have a real test against from the standpoint of a quality opponent. Just because you beat the Colts by 1 point, that's not a plus.
Like, right.
The Colts stink.
The Vikings, and we know how they ended the season,
mm-hmm.
but they were a playoff team. The Giants were a playoff team. I'm looking for another playoff team here. Dallas, but you lost against Dak. You beat Cooper Rush. That's about it.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
That was terrible and won late.
There was a lot of fumbles. It was raining.
Well, I mean, no, not the game. I just mean Jacksonville became a playoff team late in the season versus they – were some juggernaut to start the season off for anybody.
That was also a relatively close game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 215-592 94-94. Marks and Reese.
This will be our best test, right? Anybody disagree with that? This will be the biggest test.
Easily the best test.
And last week we thought that would be – think about that. We said the 49ers would be the best test the Eagles have had. And that's when they were playing with a third-string quarterback.
Yep. And then the game happened.
They dominated the game. Yeah. But just think about the fact that you're comparing that 49ers team to the rest of the teams that you play, and we were playing against
their third-string quarterback.
The third-string quarterback that we knocked out. So you're going to get a real test going up against the Chiefs. I think the Eagles are ready for it. I do, especially the defense. The offense and the passing game, that's where I'm wondering, is there something more there? Like, in other words, Jalen Horn still bothering him? Like,
is there something going on there? It's just been
now,
a
it's
long
two
time.
Weeks. It's been a month since they really looked good throwing the football.
Yeah.
Not since the Dallas game, right?
All right. No, that's it.
And that was Gardner.
And that was it. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What does he have in store for us today? That's next. Your phone calls, Football Friday. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. This Valentine's Day, give her, this is for reals, the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. So order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now, Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and a free gift packaging. There you go. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, Don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's N-U-D-E. And save 20% off. That's 25% off, not 20% off. Save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. And tell them Ike sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.